Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Enterprise Town Board meeting for February 1st, 2023. For the first order of business, if you please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let the roll call show that all members are present. We have Steve from County Planning and Tiffany from Commissioner Knapp's office. We have a few notes for the meeting tonight. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. Public comments, responses to the application's presentation will be limited to 3 minutes. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners Zoning Commission, BCC, or the Clark County Planning Commission, PC, for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices, and please take all conversations outside the room. And if you could go down the hall, because these walls are pretty thin, so we can hear right through them. We'll now take it to our first public comment period. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You'll be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board or council about items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or by board or council by majority vote. Would anyone like to speak at this public comment period? Hearing none, seeing none, I'll close the public comment period. That now takes us down to approve the minutes for January 11th, 2023. I don't have any additions or deletions. Do you have anything, Tiff?
I just have one correction I've already discussed regarding the change of the county manager in the footer. We got the change done on your agendas, but we didn't get it done on the minute, so we'll make that correction before closing.
All right, we will make that correction. And I will make a motion to approve the minutes as amended. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries. I'll take us down to the approval of the agenda for February 1st and to hold, combine, or delete any items. I don't see any holds. Does anybody have any? All right, then I will make a motion to approve the agenda as published. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. That'll take us down to our informational item section. Do you have anything for that tonight, Tiff?
Just a reminder for our town board members that Monday, February 13th, will be the groundbreaking for the James Regional Community Center, which will be the future home of this town board. So if you haven't already responded, hopefully you all can make it. We'd love to have you there. And nothing formal, just, you know, shovels and hard hats will put you in. And then there was a request at our last town board meeting for an update to the town board on Transform Clark County. I've spoken with the director of planning, and she intends to host a meeting of some type for all town board members. They're looking at how they can do that with public notice and forums and all of that, but it will be, I guess, TBD at this point, but your request was brought to her and she's looking at how she can accommodate that.
All right. Thank you very much. That'll take us down to planning and zoning. First up, we have item one, DR220707, design review for a monument sign in conjunction with a previously approved vehicle maintenance facility on 0.9 acres in a C2 general commercial zone, generally located on the north side of Cactus Avenue, 100 feet east of Polaris Avenue, with an Enterprise for possible action.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mark Whitehouse, 820 Southwood Long Parkway, Henderson, Nevada,
our representative item. Tonight we come before you with a just a monument sign. This will be located on Cactus. You'll see in your second page you have a site map. The sign will meet the required setback and it is going to serve the retail pad building next to the Sun Auto. And this sign, the zoning in this area would allow for up to a 35-foot sign. And the customer has chosen to go with a smaller sign and a lower profile. The sign will match the colors and finishes of the building. And we are requesting no waivers at this time, and I can field any questions you may have. That concludes my presentation.
Thank you. At this time, I'll open the item up for public comment. Hearing none, seeing none, I will close public comment. Board members?
For once, I like a sign.
I couldn't wait to get here.
Not that I've ever said anything about signs before.
Well, Steve called me today. We're talking on the phone. He's like, hey, I'll see you tonight. And I said, what are you talking about? He goes, you got 10 board tonight. I'm like, oh my gosh, and I can't wait to get to this one. Anyone else have any comments I can field?
I would say it seems pretty straightforward and it looks pretty compatible with everything. So I will make a motion on item 1, DR220707, for approval per staff conditions. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you. Thank you for your time this evening. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Have a great night, guys.
That'll take us down to item number 2, WS220695, waiver of development standards for signage and a design review for proposed signage in conjunction with a previously approved convenience store and gasoline station on 0.8 acres in a C1 local business zone. Generally located on the northeast corner of Rainbow Boulevard and Pebble Road with an enterprise for possible action.
This is item 2.
Yep.
Yeah, it really did. Thank you.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, Town Board members. My name is Tony Celeste, address 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant, Nevada West Partners. We are coming before you for an extension of time on some vacation abandonment.
Sorry.
We're on 2.
Sign.
You know what? It looks like this is Mark 2.
Good piece of
right?
Oh, I thought I was 3, but I thought.
You are 3.
Yeah,
the
you
vacation,
are 3.
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to see it? Mark, sorry. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Molly's up.
Do you want to just do 3 while he's up?
Yeah, let's
just do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Trail number 2.
Yeah.
All right,
this is a nice introduction.
Thank you.
I know I was looking at this one.
Is the chair going to trail number 2 to call the chair?
Go ahead.
Oh, we will trail number 2, and then we will move on to item number 3, ET2240138, VS170049. Vacate and abandon, second extension of time for easements of interest to Clark County, located between Raven Avenue and Blue Diamond Road, and between Rainbow Boulevard and Montessori Street alignment. And a portion of right-of-way being Rosanna Street, located between Raven Avenue and Agate Avenue, and a portion of right-of-way being Agate Avenue between Rosanna Street and Montessori Street alignment, with an enterprise description on file for possible action.
Thank you.
And all we need to know is why you need the extension of time.
Thank you. Again, just for the record, Tony Celeste, address 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of Nevada West Partners. We are coming in for extension of time on vacation abandonments that relate to certain right-of-ways, patent easements. You can see the site is highlighted here in yellow. This board saw the development or the site plan or design review a few months back on a mixed-use project coming in here. The board was very supportive of it. We did have vacation and abandonments related to that that will be expiring. So in order to keep those alive with the development, we are requesting extension of time. I do have more detailed exhibits if you'd like them, but just broadly speaking, in black, if you can see that is the vacation abandonment of certain right-of-ways that are no longer needed because our project will encompass all of that. And then the red are your standard patent easements that are issued around the property. Appreciate staff's favorable report. Happy to answer any questions.
This time I'll open the item up for public comment. Hearing none, seeing none, I will close public comment. Board members?
You,
so, sorry, go ahead.
That this keeps Montessori gets rededicated in this, that stays in place?
Right.
Okay. And any agreements of the fire department on the routes they need or have not been modified?
Correct, yeah, but no, this is all consistent with what was approved at the November BCC hearing.
Yeah. Did cause a stir with the fire department for a while.
Right.
Just want to make sure you noted the planning condition is that the vacation has to be recorded, not filed for.
Recorded in December.
Since I know you only control part of that conversation.
Right. Thank
you. One other quick question is the Water Reclamation District is not releasing their portion.
What's the question?
The Water Reclamation District has certain rights on the property, and they're saying they're not releasing it, and they need access to it. Has that been worked out with them? It's the very last item under the approval conditions, or ES170049. Sometimes that stuff gets overlooked and then messes up planning.
Right. So I know our engineers have looked at this, so I don't think there's any conflict with it, but there is.
Well,
be back before you do.
At least now you're aware of what this is there, and you can talk to them, and if there is a problem, you can work on it. So I don't have any problems with this.
Yeah, they didn't object to it as it was presented.
If there's no other comments, I'll make a motion on item number 3ET22400138BS170049 for approval of first staff conditions.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries.
All right, thanks.
I don't know how much I love this one.
All right, so that will take us to item 2, WS220695, waiver of development standards for signage and a design review for proposed signage in conjunction with a previously approved convenience store and gasoline station on 0.8 acres in a C1 local business zone, generally located on the northeast corner of Rainbow Boulevard and Pebble Road within Enterprise for possible action.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Mark Whitehouse again. I didn't realize I had another item. I apologize for my absent-mindedness. I'm H20 Wigwam Parkway, Henderson, Nevada. What we have here, and again, I didn't know that I was up to bat tonight, so I've got my laptop open, and this is the sign. It's a typical Conoco gas price sign that we have been selling to this client for about 5 years. There's probably in the neighborhood of maybe 10 to 15 of these in the valley right now. We're not asking for waivers on height. We're not asking for waivers on square footage. We do maintain the separation distance. I work with staff a little bit to clarify some of the items. The only waiver we are asking for tonight is for the sign on the canopy, the gasoline canopy, to exceed by 12 inches. And the reason for this is that Conoco has rolled out a new Apex image. And this Apex, this site, Las Vegas market, has been selected for this image. And it's a real simple image. Most of the sign, as you can see, will just be right on top of the canopy. However, it does exceed the canopy height by 12 inches, which is the reason that we have a waiver. Otherwise, staff has recommended approval, and I can field any questions you have, and we would appreciate a recommendation of approval from you as well.
Thank you. At this time, I'll open the item up for public comment. Hearing none, seeing none, I will close the public comment. Board members?
My only question is, I did a quick survey of signs along Rainbow, and it looks like most of the multi-tenant signs are between 25, 27 feet, most of the single tenant signs are right around 20 feet. And this one is showing at 35 feet, which is the max of the area. I don't think 35 is appropriate for this area, being the amount of residential going in around it.
Okay. Well, I know Rainbow very well myself, and I've done a lot of signs on Rainbow.
Yeah, I'm sure you have.
And they do vary from 28 feet tall to 50 feet tall. So there's a number of them, and they all have residential around them. I do understand your concern. We feel that the sign is within code, and the petroleum business is a very competitive business, and you know, they're only making pennies here on the gallons, and the gas price signs are paramount. So again, we ask for approval on this item. We feel that 35 foot within code is warranted here.
I know one of their competitors is doing with 12 foot monuments or 20 foot signs.
I can't speak to that. I don't know what their business model is.
I have observed, and they have been in front of this board, and that's what they put in.
Gotcha. Again, I don't know what their business model is, what their plan is for signage. This particular client does signage. He feels that it helps him with his business, and he promotes his product as much as he can. So I am in his stead here to ask for a 35-foot sign, as per code would allow.
So, question I have, because the one that fundamentally I have an issue with is the extension above the canopy anyway, so, which... Because it's a singular application, if we didn't want to approve the extension above the roofline of the canopy, we would have to deny it anyways, right? So, I tend to agree with your thoughts on the freestanding sign. I think that the monument signs are more effective and fit better with the area, and I think that it's a good thing that the area has been moving in those directions with that, but the extension above the roof line, I think, is a dangerous and problematic
precedent. My suggestion would probably be on that, since the waiver is not in relation to the freestanding sign, that if you address the waiver and then however you address the design review, I would maybe specify in your motion what you're supporting or not supporting.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
you could certainly turn the waiver down, approve the design review, and put a height limit on the sign in the design as an additional item.
Or if your intent is to deny the portion of the design review related to what's above the awning, maybe bring that out in your motion as well. Because otherwise I think it might get lost in the motion what you're supporting and not supporting in regards to the design review.
Yeah. Well, the staff report specifically refers to it as an awning sign, so it could be designated that way in a motion so it's clear.
All right, I will go ahead and make a motion on item 2, WS220695, for denial of the waiver and denial of the design review for the awning sign, approval for the rest of the design review with a condition of, would a 30-foot sign be acceptable?
I would suggest 20 or 25.
So with a condition that the freestanding sign be no more than 25 feet.
Justin, can you repeat that whole motion again? I got denied the waiver as irrelevant, and then what was the second denial?
Then for the design review, deny the design review for the awning sign.
Thank you.
But approve the freestanding and the wall signs, and add a condition that the freestanding sign be no more than 25 feet. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Thanks for your time tonight, everyone.
Thanks, Mark. Glad we caught you.
I will take us to item four, WS220700, waiver of development standards for the following. Number one, increase wall height, and two, allow non-standard improvements within the right-of-way. Design review for finished grade in conjunction with a previously approved detached single-family residential development on 3.8 acres in an R2 medium-density residential zone, generally located on the east side of Buffalo Drive and the north side of Halea Avenue, with an enterprise for possible action.
Good evening. Mark Bangin with WLB Group, 3663 Sunset Road. Sorry, trying to keep us to the 619 schedule. So what we have in front of you is, you guys probably somewhat remember this. We had come through and had a design review, non-conforming zone change, tentative map, vacation on the development itself. And in that design, we had done a conceptual grading on what we thought we would need to do to grade the site to get it to drain and to work with all of county's requirements for drainage. When we did that, we were assuming that we could come directly from Buffalo down through the site closer to a grade that would be a little bit more harmonious with the school site. However, after meeting with Clark County Public Works and going through our drainage study, of which we have an approval on our drainage study now, but to do that, we had to lift our entry. Lane at the county would not allow for the water, the public water that goes down Halla, to go through our site like we had planned, since these are all public streets. We had kind of planned on this water to come through here and then go back out to Mountain's Edge, which is the natural path of the water. He wanted it to go straight down Halla. So by doing that, we lifted up this whole entry, and that's what increased our wall height in this area. So we had originally planned that our retaining wall height would be about 4 feet here. Now we're at 10.5 feet. This site goes, it's about 13 feet of fall from here to here. So it kind of drops down from Buffalo. As you're driving by, you kind of see how it drops down, goes down into the playground or into the school district site. So we had to lift this whole edge up, and then we dropped it down as fast as we could. So the blue line on here is where we originally thought we would have retaining, above 3 feet. Now we're above 3 feet up to this point in the red line. And this is based on a approved drainage study. So this is the last we would do at all. And planning is asking, well, they're asking for a denial on this because they'd like to see a terraced wall, which I agree with them when you're against a right-of-way. The only problem with this area is now, number one, how do you maintain the plants that are going to be required to be in that 5-foot space? You're asking for a landscaper to walk down a 5-foot area that's got plants to trim up, to clean, without falling off the other side and falling off and hurting himself. Or, number two, for the kids that are out here, to climb up on that wall, to sit there, watch their friends play, whatever, and if they fall off of there and they hurt themselves, who's liable for that? The other side would be for if vagrants come. It's kind of an area that would be policed somewhat by this development, but nobody would see it. So there's three parts of that. I mean, like I said, I agree with the terraced walls. If it's adjacent to a roadway where people can see and it has a better visual impact. But in this case, with a 10-foot high wall that's structurally designed, there's going to be a less chance that there's a failure in the wall. If there is, it's usually during an earthquake, and then hopefully everybody's running at that point. But so that's really what we're here for. So we have to increase the fill and the retaining wall in this area mostly. And I've got a cross-section here. So what we've done, kind of hard to see from over there. So what we've got is, you can see where the natural ground kind of tapers off down, and then this is where the schoolyard is. So we're coming up 10.5 feet, and then we have a 6-foot wall. It is a big stark wall, I do agree with you guys, but there's nothing we can do that would be safe
for the people or for the landscapers to do that. You may disagree with me, but what happens when the plants start dying off because they're not getting watered because something happened? The school's the only one that sees it. We don't see it inside the development. It just becomes, in my opinion, a blight for the area, but you guys may disagree with me. And then the other waiver that we're asking for is to install a non-standard improvement within the right-of-way. Because we have public streets, we have to provide an irrigation sleeving across the public street, and because it's a non-standard, we have to ask for the waiver for that. So it'll be either 2 4-inch PVC pipes or 1 6-inch PVC pipe that'll be located under the asphalt. It's just so we can bring the irrigation for around the site. Okay. And that completes my presentation. If you have any other questions, I'll be here.
All right, at this time, I will open the item up for public comment. Hearing none, seeing none, I will close public comment. Board members.
So I want to make sure I understand what you're requesting at the wall. You're requesting to put a 16-foot tall wall up against a school field where kids are playing in those two baseball fields, right?
Correct.
Yeah, I think that's totally a function of how you've decided to handle the drainage. I understand what you're saying about that you want to raise the pads, but that's...
No. Clarification. Uh-huh. We don't want to raise the pads. It was the county staff that required us to raise the pads.
That's how you chose to deal with how they said that you had to deal with the discharge of the water. I don't want to get too far down a technical conversation.
Okay.
But you're filling instead of piping, which is another option that you'd have to deal with the discharge. So you may disagree with me, but well, I disagree with the idea of putting a 16-foot wall up against a schoolyard and having that be what you want to put in next to kids trying to play and do things that they need to do at the school.
Are you aware that the county is now, Public Works, recommending denial of that?
They're recommending denial of it because planning was recommending denial of it. They're okay with it. In their statement, it says that they're okay with it, but they're recommending denial because planning.
Well, they're okay. Their statements, their revised statements, that they're okay with the, with you signing for the non-standard improvements, and you doing the maintenance.
That was the additional. But there's in their statement.
Yeah.
It's no. Anyway.
Yeah. And nothing says the terrace wall has to be landscaped. It could be rockscaped also, which requires about zero maintenance. That has been done in other major projects.
Okay.
They've come in with some very nice terraced walls that are all rockscaped.
Okay.
So that's another consideration for terracing.
Okay.
And perhaps adding some fence on top of that, decorative fence, so that we can close the gap so nobody can go on top. That's also a possibility.
So I don't understand. So we'd have a So based on code, we would have a 5-foot retainer, step back 5 foot, and then go up another 5.5 feet, and then a 6-foot wall on top of that. So where would you put the additional fence?
Metal fence.
Okay, so a wrought iron fence.
Wrought iron fence.
Do you have a terrace solution that you've got a rendering or an elevation of?
Not for a terrace solution, no.
One more question. I probably am obviously not understanding the whole reading here. But is there a possibility to step this development into two steps so you can reduce the height of the wall near the school?
If we had some of the school property, sure.
No, you want to put some walls. I'm just...
No, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah,
but what it's,
like step
what
it,
it's
you know?
Doing is it's affecting the rear yards of our houses. Our lots that are already there.
Right, so yeah.
So if we step back the lot, or if we step back the wall, we've got right now a 15-foot rear yard. So if we step the wall in, we're going to have 10-foot rear yards. And we have to go for waivers of all the rear yards. And if we go in two steps, then we'd have to go down to a 5-foot rear yard. And unfortunately, like I said, this has already been approved. The design has already been approved.
but it was a requirement by Public Works. A pipe, I don't know where it would daylight. There is a channel that runs along the back side or along the west side of the school district, which is what we were anticipating connecting into. We were going to take the flows through here. Silly design, let me just tell you. We were going to take the flows in through here, down out, put it out into the channel, and then they run this way and come back out. I don't know why the school's plan showed all of the water going this way. The lower point is Mountain's Edge, but that was how we were going to have it done. And then Lane at the county asked us to keep all the water in Hollow and raise our entry. So instead of being able to go into our site and let the water come down, which would lower this whole portion of the site by about 4 to 5 feet, now we have to raise it up to get it to keep all the water in Hollow, and then we just drain less water now so we go out to Mountain's Edge. And we did discuss piping. We did discuss other alternatives. Our sewer in this area is over 20 feet deep. So, I mean, it wasn't an issue of, you know, not being able to get down there. We were going to be there for the sewer anyway. There just wasn't another alternative that the county would approve. They may have told you something different. I don't know.
No, there's pretty much zero chance that I can support what you've got on the application for the wall.
So. Completely understand.
And yeah, your drainage study and that conversation, if that won't work, then you may end up having to look at how you handle it with your design. Meaning, you might have to, if your drainage study comes back unfavorably, you may have to amend what you got, but we can't go too far down that conversation. All I can tell you is, the solution you've decided to come up with doesn't work for me.
Understood. But our drain study is approved. We don't have to do anything else to our design.
No,
I understand. So I understand what your point is. I do.
Yeah, but if you can't put if the wall gets turned down, you're dead in the water.
True.
That's my point.
I get what you're saying.
Come up with another solution here.
And I understand because Mountain's Edge has been problematic for drainage because the general slope is southeast. And they keep draining to the northeast, which has required all kinds of fill in different places. And, you know, it's ever since they started out there, almost every development we've had to look at has had, you know, some kind of drainage problem. So.
Now keep in mind also, the elevation of these pads are at the same elevation as the houses across the street. We're not any higher, we're not any lower. It's just that this playground, the field over here, was dug down into that corner.
But I'm with Barry. You know, I'd have trouble saying yes to a wall that size, particularly, you know, facing a public facility.
Understood.
You know, that's. But not being an engineer, I don't have an answer.
So on waiver two, with it being in the public right-of-way, since there's only one point of egress for the community, if there needed to be maintenance done to that irrigation sleeve, would that then block access to the entire community?
If there was any work that needed to be done to that area, there would be. It would block all the stuff.
And so I say, and that would be my concern also with the point, like, I'm generally not in favor of any community that only has one point of egress for that reason, if there's something that's causing that point to be blocked off.
But they would only do half the street at a time, if it had to be replaced.
They would have to get Public Works, tell me if I get too far down this road, they'd have to get Public Works to approve an encroachment permit, and they'd have to get a lane closure to go along with that. So there's a spot for the county to weigh in before any work would happen.
Just making sure that we're not going to have.
And there's a license.
They in theory, there is a stop point, but that would have to get approved at specifically for
okay.
that.
That was my primary concern.
Yeah, and there is a license and maintenance agreement
right.
that we have to go into.
Yeah, in the revised conditions that Public Works put out, they did note that there would be a need to execute a license and maintenance agreement for any non-standard improvements within the right-of-way.
But even with the license and maintenance agreement, I believe that if they go into the public right-of-way, they still have to get an encroachment permit
yep.
and lane closure.
Yep.
So.
You are 100% correct.
Can you show us on plan where that sleeve is?
Yes. This is just easier to look at, but the other one showed it easier. It's just right across this, right at the back of sidewalk. It'll just be either 2 4-inch PVC pipes or 1 6-inch. And it's standard in every development. The only issue is that most developments have private streets. These have public streets. And so we have to ask for that encroachment or that waiver.
I'll make a motion, item number 4, WS220700 for denial of waiver of development standard 1, approval of waiver of development standard 2, and denial of the design review.
Any discussion?
And sorry to amend the motion to also include staff has approved conditions.
Would you consider that the wall should be terraced if it's built?
Or any acidic treatment?
Sure.
I can make
we can have that
tough
as...
It's tough because he's denying that portion. I don't know how you can condition the part of the denial. We'll include in the notes that there is a desire to terrace, but I don't know how you condition a part you're denying.
Yeah.
Well, the condition...
So you could either approve the wall height but make a condition that it needs to be terraced.
Yeah, to do that, you would have to approve the wall height,
right.
deny the design review.
No, the only thing I was thinking was that the condition... Even with the recommendation of denial of the design review and the waiver, the condition still would ride, recommended condition would still ride with the overall application number. So I think it would still be reported that way, even though we're recommending denial.
We can put it in the recommendation sheets, but you can't condition a denial.
Here.
I pass.
So, are you good with the motion?
If you didn't change it, I did.
I did not change it.
Okay, I got it.
Okay. And we'll make sure the recommendation sheet includes the discussion about a desire for a terrace.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Sorry I went a little bit long. I tried to get you out earlier, but.
Thank you.
That takes us down to general business, which there is none. Open up comments by the general public. Hearing none, seeing none, I will close the comments by the general public. Our next meeting date will be February 15th, 2023 at 6 p.m. at the Windmill Library. I will make a motion to adjourn at 6:39 p.m.
I called it within 6:47.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.